This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Following the deaths of three employees of the UN World Food Programme, WFP, in Sudan, amid widespread fighting between army troops and a rival paramilitary faction, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres called for those responsible to be brought to justice without delay. Mr. Guterres expressed deep concern about the continued clashes and reminded the warring parties of the need to respect international law, including the obligation to ensure the safety and security of all UN and associated personnel. The Secretary-General's Special Representative for Sudan, Volker Perthes, said in a statement Monday that he remains engaged with the Sudanese, regional and international partners to work towards ending the fighting. He expressed disappointment that a UN-brokered humanitarian ceasefire was only partially honored on Sunday. WFP's operations in the country are temporarily on hold, as the agency said that threats to its teams make it impossible for them to operate safely and effectively. The agency estimates that a third of Sudan's population, or some 15 million people, face acute food insecurity. A 25-year prison sentence handed down by a Moscow court for opposition politician and journalist Vladimir Kara-Murza is a blow to the rule of law and civic space in Russia, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said on Monday. In a statement, Mr. Turk said that Mr. Kara-Murza was tried on charges that appear related to the legitimate exercise of his right to freedom of opinion, expression, and association. The UN rights chief emphasized that this included the opposition politician's public criticism of his country's invasion of Ukraine. No one should be deprived of their liberty for exercising their human rights, and I call on the Russian authorities to release him without delay, said Mr. Turk. He also stressed that while in detention, Mr. Kara-Murza must be treated with humanity and respect for his dignity. In his global update to the Human Rights Council last month, Mr. Turk issued a warning over the demise of Russia's civic space. The mandate of a special rapporteur, or independent rights expert, on the situation of human rights in the Russian Federation was created by the Council last October. Amid record numbers of internally displaced persons worldwide, governments should apply principles rooted in international law to ensure protection and find sustainable solutions, a UN-appointed independent rights expert said on Monday. Paula Gaviria Betancourt, special rapporteur on the human rights of internally displaced persons, said that last year, conflict, violence, and disasters triggered the highest number of internal displacements ever recorded. Displacement shatters lives for years and even generations and exposes innocent persons to abhorrent human rights abuses, she said. She stressed that a set of guiding principles established 25 years ago remains the most widely recognized framework outlining standards and measures to prevent, respond to, and resolve internal displacement. The principles emphasize the specific needs of internally displaced persons by identifying their rights and the obligations of countries to protect them, provide assistance, and foster conditions for sustainable return. The expert urged governments worldwide to continue incorporating the principles into their laws and policies and facilitate the participation of internally displaced persons in decisions that affect them. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.